Domestic violence workers are reporting an unprecedented rise in calls for help from women. The demands on One Queensland service have tripled. It's not yet known whether more women are being abused or whether more victims are seeking help, as Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
Demand for domestic violence services in Queensland began rising several months ago, but lately it's become extraordinary.
I'm still trying to digest it myself. There's an overwhelming demand for assistance.
Di Mangan says since New Year's Day, the DV Connect telephone service has taken
2,000 calls in 4 days, which was quite a shock for us.
How does that compare to that period last year?
About three times as much, but it was just under 600 calls for the same period last year.
In your 40 years working in this sector, have you ever seen this level of demand?
Never.
Her sector's peak body, the Women's Services Network, is hearing stories of rising demand from around the country. The network's chairwoman is Julie Oberon.
The reporting's definitely going up, and police responses to domestic violence are escalating. There's more and more women reporting to accident and emergency departments with injuries.
It's not yet known whether more women are being abused or whether more victims are seeking help because of increased publicity and awareness about domestic violence. The last major survey by the Bureau of Statistics in 2012 showed one in six women had experienced physical or sexual violence from a current or former partner. About one woman a week is killed. And Julie Oberon warns a woman is at most risk after the perpetrator learns she's leaving.
It's really important for anyone, if they have some choice over when they're going to leave, that they actually seek the support of a family violence service before they indicate that they're going to go.
But with more women seeking help, services are stretched.
We're hearing that women are turned away on a daily basis from women's refuges because they're already full.
Do you hear of people who have called a service and not been able to get accommodation and then found out that that woman has actually been killed?
Our coroner's reports have indicated that one of the murdered women from New South Wales had tried to seek refuge a few times and wasn't able to access a service.
Often women and children are temporarily housed in motels and caravan parks, or in Queensland they're sometimes transported to cities where shelter is available. There, Di Mangan has a message for victims seeking help.
Persevere, be patient. We know the calls in the queue, we can see the light flashing. If someone isn't able to stay in the queue, it's not safe for them to do so. We'd certainly say call the police.
Di Mangan from DV Connect, ending that report from Annie Guest.